Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, review, and rate books in this unique romance subgenre, and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you inside tips and tricks from those who have gone before you. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back, everyone, to another Friday book discussion. This is actually going to be the last book that we discuss in Lynn Shannon's Triumph Over Adversity series. So we hope you enjoy, because next week we'll have Lynn on for an interview. But just a few announcements before we hop into that discussion. First of all, I'm really excited because we have an incredible lineup for our final coffee and books event this year. So on Saturday, December 7th, from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can join authors Karen Whitmire, Jody Basie, Misty M. Beller, and Abby Downey for an hour of book talk. Visit literaryescape.com/events to sign up for this free event today. I hope that you can join us as we end the year with a bang with these incredible authors. The crowdfunding campaign for Unwavering Faith, which is my novel that is coming out February 1st, that campaign is going to end November 1st, so next Friday, which means you have 1 week to order your limited edition book. These special edition covers will only be printed once, so head on over to literaryescape.com/campaign to get your limited edition copy of Unwavering Faith today. And authors, we have Kylie Woodley joining us on Saturday, November 9th from 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to talk about book proposals. Getting your creative works in front of professionals in the Christian book market can be challenging. You need to showcase your best writing and understand what industry professionals are looking for. This class teaches you to polish a query letter, proposal, and writing sample. Additionally, we will preview resources for improving writing and where to find agents and editors. And finally, this class provides 3 templates to get you started. So visit literaryescape.com/events to sign up for this training today. That's it for announcements. Let's jump into this week's book discussion. And just a reminder, we had a few technical difficulties when we recorded the episodes for this series, so please excuse any audio blips. Enjoy our discussion of Tactical Force by Lynn Shannon.
Tactical Force. As a former Navy SEAL, Walker Montgomery faces danger without flinching. But not even a combat zone halfway around the world was far enough to escape the trauma of his teen years. His younger sister was murdered, and the killer never caught. Since returning home, he's been quietly working the case, unable to move on with his life until justice is served. Haley Barlow has her own tragic childhood. Abducted and held captive, she barely escaped the clutches of the same killer that murdered Walker's sister. The invisible scars on her heart and the brand on her shoulder are souvenirs she can't get rid of. When Haley receives a taunting phone call from her attacker, she turns to Walker for help. Walker is committed to safeguarding Haley, but their closeness fractures the walls surrounding his heart. As the killer draws them into a deadly game of cat and mouse, nothing is as it seems. Walker is used to taking the fight to the enemy, but this time, with Haley's life on the line, it may cost him more than he's willing to lose.
This one was probably, for me, the most intense.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Which is creepy. It's just creepy.
Yeah, okay. It was very creepy.
And this is the one I was remembering earlier, is Walker is the one that's like totally fine with not getting married.
Yeah.
But Haley, he remembers from high school.
Mm-hmm.
But after her and Walker's sister were what did they call it, carjacked, mm-hmm. and Walker's sister was killed, she walked away because she just felt like his family probably hated her because she survived and sister. But remember, she tried so hard to save. Mm-hmm. And none of Walker and his family never blamed her. His parents never blamed her for it. So let's just talk then about their relationship a little bit, because that's theirs is probably has the most complicated past. Don't you feel like?
Yeah, I feel like this would be a hard one. Because they were so close. They were good friends. And then this traumatic event happened.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of.
And Haley came from a bad home. Mm-hmm. Remember, she was like, a neighbor taught her how to roll her mom on her side when she passed out drunk so she didn't throw up and choke and die. I mean, that's the home she came from. And then Walker's family is like that picture-perfect family where it's a house full of love. They have traditions. They go to church. It's, and then this terrible event happens.
And, like, I think Walker struggles with, like, not blaming blaming himself for what happened to his sister.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, Haley's struggling, too, because...
She blames herself.
For it.
Yeah. It's very complicated. I would, of all the couples, I could see, like, because it's so complicated, why this couple may not have ended up together. Like, the struggle for the two of them to get, for her, because she doesn't think she's good enough. I mean, she just goes through all these things, but they totally fell in line, I thought, with their past. What did you think of Walker's family, though?
They're sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Lovable.
Yeah.
Oh, his parents. I loved his parents.
I did not like later on what happened, you know. It's like, no, why?
Yeah.
This one I struggled with, mm-hmm. like trying to finish it because it was dark.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm like very dark.
Yeah. So what did you think about, so Haley came back because her mom died.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really, nobody came to the... Cause, and then the Walker's family was like, I'm so sorry, if we would have known, we would have shown up.
I think I think Haley was the only one there for it. Yeah.
But that's where it all starts.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes back to her mom's house after the funeral, and Casanova, the serial killer, that's his name.
Yeah.
He wears a mask and calls himself Casanova.
Mm-hmm.
Has been there, and he's left like a heart shape on the bed made out of flower mm-hmm. petals. And then let's just talk about these real quick, his creepy phone calls throughout mm-hmm. the book.
Yeah, those are, oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah,
I would be so afraid.
And it's a game.
I would be like
him.
Tiffany, afraid to go anywhere.
Yeah,
I that mm-hmm. because they just popped out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And he like knew.
It's like he was watching her. Yeah, on top of yeah. it.
And then he left a note
on the bed.
Yeah. On the bed. That was like, it's a game. This bracelet belongs to somebody and you have so long to figure out
yes.
who.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was a total game to him. It was very creepy. And then it said, and say hi to Walker to me, for me. And I was like,
yeah.
Creep.
Yeah. And then like, you know, with Haley and Walker, like, we have to find this person without having that guilt on him.
I think that's what drove her.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I know you want your... Do you want to hide? But she was like, I can't let one other person die when I know he wants me.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets so desperate at one point where she's like, just do an exchange. Just I'll take her place because he's so obsessed with her.
Right.
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 So then what did you think about Juliana Clovers and her daughter, Sophia?
It broke my heart.
That was so sad. That didn't have to happen.
No.
It shouldn't have happened. And then I'm just thinking... This poor baby is going to grow up without
either parent.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think how her ending ended up for Sophia? Did you enjoy that ending for Sophia?
I mean, I was glad.
Yes.
Had a happy home. It's still sad.
Yeah. It was. And then that just added on to the guilt for Walker and Haley, and also drove them to try to figure out who he is so he didn't have another victim.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, what'd you think about his librarian victim? The girl that worked at the library that he took, that Casanova took.
Did he take her completely?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't...
And then they found her in the, what do you call those? Those mausoleums and graveyards, mm-hmm. the ones that are above ground.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That was freaky. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this whole book.
I totally thought of Jessica when I, because it's the librarian.
Oh, no.
Okay, so I'm just saying. I forgot about that part because I was trying to remember. She was trying to get the two, those kids out. Like the girl
from the library.
Yeah. The attack on the library. Yes.
And then the, yep. Okay, now I remember.
Yeah, there was a lot in this book.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, it's dark out and they're walking in the cemetery.
I know.
Trying to find somebody.
Well, then they have Connor. Connor is sniffing because he's trained Connor, which we love Connor, the dog. Yeah. Connor, he's so awesome.
I didn't
want
Connor to die either.
Speaking of Connor, remember Brutus? The dog Brutus? Was he in book two or three? Was that the dog's name? He was at the animal shelter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, one thing I wish would have happened, he was in the books like Connor.
He was really just in that book.
But
there, everybody had a dog on the ranch, too.
Yeah.
That was yes.
But yeah, I liked how he trained Connor to search and rescue.
Yeah. And then, okay, let's talk about Bobby Ray real quick and his mom, because it was his parents' property that Haley had been held captive at when she was in high school.
Was it Bobby Ray or was it somebody?
It was Bobby Ray, right? And remember, they a lot of accusations went towards Bobby Ray's dad because they're like, well, it was on your property, you know. But they didn't know anything about it.
Okay, I remember who Bobby Ray is. Okay, yes.
And then you find out that Bobby Ray's dad can't keep his pants on. And he's got half kids. Bobby Ray's got half. That's just amazing. Ray has half siblings all over the place because
the dad.
His dad can't keep it in his pants. That's just a nice way of putting it.
Well, okay. Who's the guy that she went to school with and did security or
Chris? That was Chris.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Chris works at the school and was security.
But I did feel bad for Bobby Ray being accused in.
Bobby Ray was a troublemaker, though, too.
He was.
Like, he was in like a lot of trouble.
His dad being accused because it was on a piece of their property that they didn't use, so.
I mean, but it's still their property.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, so you're like, how did you not know this was happening?
Right.
Reminds me of a tragic story from our grandparents' property. It only happened once, and it was in the night, but it was in the. Remember how they used to own the field on the back?
So
back in that field, a guy had kidnapped a girl, raped and killed her, and Grandpa was so upset. He goes, it happened on my property. Aww. I said, but Grandpa is so far from the house, you wouldn't have heard anything. It was awful.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I mean, Grandpa was just so torn up about it. Because Grandpa is a protector, just like Dad. So, yeah. I felt really bad. So I kind of feel bad. I'm like, oh, I can kind of relate to that, just because of that experience that happened on Grandpa's property. But and then you have Aaron. What'd you think about Aaron in there? We won't give away the connection there, because I want people to read it and find out. But
he's a little creepy too.
Mm-hmm. He's just mean. I mean, you think Bobby Ray was a little.
He just is off, I feel like.
Yeah.
Just because of the whole situation, I think, kind of traumatized him. But Aaron, you're right, was mean. Mm-hmm.
He's just flat out mean. Okay. What about the mini? We kind of talked about the calls, the Casanova. He always took an item from the person and then somehow delivered it to Haley and was like, figure out who I have this time.
Yeah.
Before I kill them. And then he took Walker's mom.
That part was like, okay, I'm going to be done now. This is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
We can't, like, the mom. But I didn't know what to expect because there are, like, the first couple books, there are people getting hurt. Nobody's dying. Then people start dying. It's terrible. Like,
yeah.
So I didn't know what to expect in that scene. I was like,
are we going to watch her die?
Watch her die? That's what it felt like. This is how it's going to be. They're just going to weave this in somehow. And
And then I love in the final rescue scene that it's Connor.
Yes.
Who attacks Casanova and rips him off of Haley. Don't you love that? Because I just love Connor. He's the best dog ever. And that was intense. There's a lot that comes out in that final scene before that happens. Between Casanova, Bobby Ray, and Haley.
Yeah.
That was crazy. And, okay, were you shocked on who Casanova turned out to be?
I mean, he was one of them that I suspect.
I was trying to,
because of the way Haley described him at one point. Yeah,
the interactions.
Interaction there. And then I was like, wow, I think it could be him. That was kind of freaky.
But then there were certain scenes that were like, oh, no, it couldn't be him.
Yeah. Because
that didn't happen. Like, he was there and it wasn't.
Yeah.
But then that gets explained. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you imagine his family?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because you find out he has a daughter.
Right.
I would be like.
That was younger. Yeah, not that much younger.
No, they were still in school, I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But there was always an explanation for when he did show up for some reason. So,
Yeah. This one was a tough one. I enjoyed it, but it was like
it was harder.
Really creepy. This is the one that makes you like watch everything. Like you're going paranoid.
Yeah.
Are they going to try to take me? You know, because he profiled. He had a certain type of woman he looked for.
Yeah.
To kill, which is creepy. So, anyways, all right, let's go on to brighter things.
Please, happier things.
She did weave in a few nuggets of truth in there, or wisdom. So, she talks about how God brings goodness into our lives, even in the darkest of times.
So true. So true.
I was going to say, have you found that to be true? I have, yeah. It's those little rays of sunshine and hope that you're like, okay, I can make it through this dark moment. How about listening to God and trusting where he's leading you? Easy to say, hard to do.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, there's truth, but it is hard. To just silence yourself in what you think should happen.
Yeah. And it's a lot of surrendering your self-will too. But anyways. All right. How would you rate the following elements on Tactical Force by Lynn Shannon? We'll talk about mystery.
Oh, latte.
Drama.
Latte.
Suspense.
Latte.
Latte.
Oh, yes. And this one was over the top. Romance.
Espresso.
I would probably say espresso,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I would agree. Espresso. And inspiration.
Mocha.
Yeah, I would say espresso mocha. There wasn't a ton in this one.
Maybe that was why it was harder
throughout. Yeah, but you felt like, do you feel
like you could have used a little more?
Yeah.
Or romance.
A little bit more to take the edge off the darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a lot of dark.
How about, what is your overall lasso rating of Tactical Force by Lynn Shannon?
3 lassos.
2. I was hooked. Had to finish it to know what happened.
Yeah, I would say 3 as well. Just I'm hooked and hard tied. But again, it comes back to how well she writes.
Very well written.
Mm-hmm. She just keeps you hooked at the beginning and hanging off the cliff at the end of a chapter.
They were fast reads for me. Mm-hmm. I couldn't put them down till they were done.
They're not super long books. Yeah. They're good.
Like, I read 2 of them in one day.
Because you get to the end and there's a cliffhanger.
And you're like, I better just get the next one off there.
Yeah. So. Love it. And we will feature, she has 2 Christmas novellas that I think it's Christmas Danger and Christmas Threat that will feature around Christmas time. And then next week, tune in for our interview with Lynn Shannon. It was great to meet her and talk to her. So we'll see you next week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would like to invite you to connect with us further and get a free read. Right now, if you sign up for our newsletter, you will get the first 9 chapters of my book, Unwavering Faith. Plus, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.